Good morning, everyone, and I'm very honored to be here today to share in the celebration of a great life, Nelson Mandela. And I'd like to share some thoughts about him, some information, and for us to have some prayers in celebration of his life. Many of us know that Nelson Mandela lived a life as an example to all of us. He started out back in South Africa. He was born on the 18th of July in 1918, and in a small village. And he was really a member of royalty. And he was given the name at birth of Rolalala. And in Hosa, which is his language, it means pulling the branch of a tree. Now, the colloquial meaning of that has been made to say it's called troublemaker. And while he did not believe that names were the destiny or that his father somehow was divine to know what his life would be, many have told him later on in life that both he has caused and weathered many a storm. And so his life, as you read about it, and there are a number of biographies by him, and the most famous, of course, is A Long Walk to Freedom, which he wrote himself, his autobiography. But he talks about his life as one growing up as a child, understanding the customs and rituals of his people. And he always had a sense about himself of what he should be able to live like. And this whole illness of apartheid that captured this country of South Africa was one that was difficult for him to even wrestle with, because he believed in freedom for all. He believed in a non-sexist and a non-racist country. And that's what he fought for so many years. And we are grateful for our ability to have a person like that of such integrity, of such character, to be an example for all of us to live our lives by. And so as I captured some of the quotations from him, I just felt that it would be great to share a few of them, because it really captured his essence. He was a very humble man. It wasn't that he was out for accolades. He just did what he believed was right in his heart. And for many of you, you know that he spent 27 years in prison. When he came out of prison, he was 71 years of age. And to think that from that point to his death this week, where he was 95, what amazing accomplishments he was able to provide the world, not only South Africa. I just recently came back from South Africa, so it was quite a blessing. I was there on a mission of sorts from beloved Afra, and obviously some of the things will come to fruition and to our vision in some later time. But I had a beautiful opportunity to spend time with our beloved heart friends and heart centers in both Cape Town and Joburg. And the love and feeling for him, it's hard to describe how the people of South Africa feel about Mandela. And as many commentators have said, there's no one that you can point to in the recent history that comes even close to the level of respect and love that he experiences worldwide. And it's interesting because, you know, when you read certain excerpts of his time in prison, the interesting response he has, and I've read many, many quotes from him around his experience in prison, he always mentions the fact that he had the opportunity to think and reflect. And as terrible conditions that he lived through, and there are things that, you know, stories you can see where he had to be out there in the hot sun breaking rock as a means. He was in solitaire for many, many years. And so one of the things he continuously says is that this gave him a great opportunity to reflect on who he was, his life, his mission, and what he planned to accomplish when he was released, which he had hopes and prayers for it to happen. Remember, he was sentenced to life in prison. And so for someone to be able to hold in their heart the fact that they knew on one day they would be free, and what would they do? And the example he sets for us is that with all the hatred that was placed upon him, with all the mistreatment that was done to him, he was able to walk out of that prison in Robben Island and declare, and it's not that he was not angry, it's not that he wasn't upset, but he knew that his mission was far beyond his personal challenges, his personal loss. And he lost a lot. He lost a good part of his vision. He lost family members while he was in prison. His wife suffered the abuse and attack by the police and government. In fact, the different jobs she had, she was followed to her employers were said, you don't want to hire this person. She's a troublemaker. And so the challenges that he faced to be able to understand that his mission was far above and beyond his personal plight, his personal conditions, the loss not only that he suffered, but his family suffered. And it really troubled him that they had to go through that. But he knew that it was so important to bring South Africa together. And there are many statements he says. One of them is that freedom is not only the absence of being in jail, just as it always said, that peace is not merely the absence of war. And he also believed that when you had someone who was in jail and they're free, that you don't then think that that's the only thing. What do you do with this freedom? And that's what he was always concerned about. What do I do now that I'm free? What can I accomplish for our people? And it was very clear that if he decided to go a different path, if he decided that he wanted revenge or retaliation, that it would have been a horrible civil war that would have taken place in South Africa. And he rose above all of that and gave us all an example of humility, of integrity, of care. And finally, the most important thing that we all can do is love. Love one another. And he exemplified that for us. He showed us how it is possible. And some of us, you know, we have our little concerns, and sometimes somebody may do something we don't like, or we really feel like we're even justified in having certain feelings. But at the end of the day, forgiveness and love triumphs. And that's the message that I got from this great man, that how important it is for us to lead our lives with integrity. And he really talks too about the leaders in both South Africa and around the world. And he talks to them about their responsibility to be able to live a life that is an example to people, that they have a responsibility to make sure that they operate at the highest level. And currently, right now, there are some challenges in South Africa, and it's hoped that people and the government officials will rise to the level and really honor. The greatest honor we can have for Nelson Mandela is to live our lives moving toward that example that he has lived for us. And he's not perfect, and he will be the first one to tell you he's not a perfect person. But he strived to be that person of integrity and care. And from my vantage point, I think he really managed to do that so well and to really honor that spirit of love and brotherhood. And as we, as an organization, the Heart Center community, we come together and we are making prayers and calls, not only for our personal lives, but we make prayers and calls for all type of situations and conditions across the planet. And sometimes we think, well, does it really make a difference? Am I really doing all that I can, or does it matter? And the masters have come back and told us time and time again, and sometimes we just have to be reminded of this. Yes, it does. They hear our calls. They hear our prayers. And they are answering them as the way the will of the Lord allows. And so that's what's important for us, to continue to strive to be the greatest we can, always looking to see how we can embrace one another, love one another, because as we love ourselves and each other, it will spread across the planet. And that's the great news, that we can make a difference. We see how one man was able to be such a light for us, to light our paths, that we can follow. We can step up and say, yes, I am part of this opportunity to be love and manifestation here and now. And I will continue to strive all the days of my life to be able to do that. And so we're just inspired. We have a beautiful community here. And from our morning services to our classes to our events to the times we get together to the times we can speak to one another, we have an opportunity to always strive for that. And I commit myself to continually find ways that I can do better, be better, live a great life where I emanate love to all. And that is the message, I think, that beloved Nelson Mandela has strived for all of us to see. Be humble in what we do, but be strong in our determination to triumph. And I'd like to just read a couple of quotations from him. And it's just really interesting, you know, the way he, you know, and he had a great sense of humor, too. So one thing he said, that I went for a long holiday for 27 years, and it was a time that I was away from myself and from ourselves and to look at our work, speaking of the ANC. Although it was a tragic experience, it also was very helpful because we were able to quietly reassess our work, the mistakes that we had made, the achievements, and we came out better prepared to carry on our work and to face new challenges. So imagine that you can take 27 years of imprisonment, harsh conditions, and find the light to it, the benefit that could be achieved from it. The other interesting thing that he did that really helped him through this time was that he created this little garden. It was only like 1 yard wide. And he nurtured that garden, had no tools, so he had to actually use his hands to dig and to plant. And he was able to actually feed some of the other inmates there who had a very sparse diet and helped them with nutrition. And he felt that the garden was his connection to the earth and how it really supported his being and his ability to be through and go through all that he did. So, you know, we've talked about permaculture and our community and how important it is. And here's just another reflection and example of how our connection with the earth is so important for just our spirit and the vibration of our life. So we thank, you know, people like Mona, who really teaches us so much about permaculture, and all the others who have been growing their own food so that they can be not only self-sufficient, but it's part of a way of being. It's just a part of being connected to the earth. So that was a very interesting example. And then there's one that's about how funny he was. He said, my biggest regret in life was that I did not become the champion heavyweight of the world. Okay? So it's just like, it's amusing. And it's those things that he really tried not to take himself so seriously, but he understood how important his work was. And if you haven't seen the movie Invictus, I encourage you to see it. He actually handpicked Morgan Freeman to play the role of him in that movie. And while many of us are not sports fans, possibly, the fact that the rugby, which was really a sport of the Afrikaners and not really of the majority of black Africans in the country, and they felt there was a real divide between them, he used rugby as a means of bringing people together and uniting them. And their win of the World Soccer Cup was a culmination of that. And when people in South Africa talk about Nelson Mandela, they're reminded about this single event that really brought people together. This was right within a year after he was elected, that it was so important for them. It was a rallying point. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that can bring people together, music, that's a universal language, art. But in this case, it was sports. And he was a very pragmatic person who found a way that could bring people together. And really, you know, a lot of the people who were part of the ANC, and you know, they were very angry and they didn't understand. And he just constantly spoke to them about it would not solve anything to retaliate. Why? And that we really want to be one South Africa. One South Africa, a non-racist, a non-sexist country. And that's what he fought for. That's what he lived for. And it is there in the making. You know, there are definitely issues in South Africa, and we continue to make our prayers and calls for them. However, we know that so much has been accomplished by the fact that what has been done. The stage has been set. The matrix is there for Africa to really be a shining example for the continent and for the world, to come from apartheid to be a country, and they call themselves a rainbow country, will be a major accomplishment, which I'm praying for will be sooner than later. So I think those are really wonderful things for us to remember as we think of Nelson Mandela. And there are many other words that he has shared with us that I think are really key and very valuable. And so I'd like to just share a couple more. He said, freedom can never be taken for granted. Each generation must safeguard and extend that freedom. Your parents and elders sacrificed much so that you should have freedom without suffering as they did. Use this precious right to ensure that the darkness of the past never returns. And it's a reminder to all of us that we must constantly be vigilant to ensure freedom across the planet. And he didn't felt he was limited to South Africa. His words were for all the planet. It was like, we cannot allow freedom to be compromised anywhere. And that was really some of the things that he said. At this time, I really would like to give a prayer, and I'd like to give Afra's prayer. I live and move in Afra's heart. And we know that we have an African council that Afra leads, and we have been told that our beloved Nelson Mandela will ascend and will be advising that African council. And so I just like to give this prayer three times, because we know that this beloved soul who has given so much, who really has come to this planet to do this work, and he has done an amazing job. And so as he is in his transition, I'd like to just give Afra's prayer, 70.015, I live and move in Afra's heart. Oh, money. Padme in the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved Afra, the spirit of Ghana, Lady Adelphia, Lady Violette, Lady Eunice, Lady Angelica, Lady Alyesha, Lady Louisa, Lady Burima, Mother Matai, Lady Valeria, Lady Marchette, and Sam McGill, Saint Germain, Serene Cusco, Lanello K17, Kali, the Buddha Mother, and all true messengers of God, all ascended and cosmic beings, legions of angels and archangels, Elohim, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of heaven, gnomes, undines, sylphs, and salamanders, I pray. And I'd like to make a personal call to beloved Afra and the African Council, as they embrace and welcome this beloved soul, Nelson Mandela, fondly called Madiba, that this great one has given us such an example of humility, grace, integrity, love, that we honor that gift that we've been so graced with for for this period of time to continue in his manner our fight for freedom, justice, and love. The rhythm of the solar census, 6-8 pulsing beat, as violet swirls all about, I feel its blazing heat. A dancing, singing, spinning flame that weaves a joyous chord. A cosmic melody of love intoned a sacred word. I live and move and offer his heart as rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. His graciousness and savoir-faire true brotherhood he knows. Rekindling all within this fear, my flaming heart now grows. His perfect act, diplomacy, and tenderness I see. His love inspires my quest for freedom, cosmic liberty. I live and move and offer his heart as rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. United for a holy purpose, all is jealousy. That Africa now lives as one in perfect harmony. Our voices rise in rhythmic chant with Alpha's aura merge. Our tourists dancing violet fire, we feel his cosmic surge. I live and move and offer his heart as rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. The rhythm of the solar sends a 6-8 pulsing beat. As violet swirls all about, I feel its blazing heat. A dancing, singing, spinning flame that weaves a joyous chord. A cosmic melody of love intoned a sacred word. I live and move and offer his heart as rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. His graciousness and sovereign fair true brotherhood he knows. Rekindling all within this pure, my flaming heart now grows. His perfect act, diplomacy, and tenderness I see. His love inspires my quest for freedom, cosmic liberty. I live and move and offer his heart as rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. United for a holy purpose, all is jealousy. That Africa now lives as one in perfect harmony. Our voices rise in rhythmic chant with opera's aura merge. Our tourists dancing violet fire, we feel its cosmic surge. I live and move and offer his heart, his rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. The rhythm of the solar sends a 6-8 pulsing beat. As violet frosts all about, I feel his blazing heat. A dancing, singing, spinning flame that weaves a joyous chord. A cosmic melody of love intoned a sacred word. I live and move and offer his heart, his rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. His graciousness and savoir-faire true brotherhood he knows. Rekindling all within that pure, my flaming heart now grows. His perfect tact, diplomacy, and tenderness I see. His love inspires my quest for freedom, cosmic liberty. I live and move and offer his heart, his rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. United for a holy purpose, all is jealousy. That Africa now lives as one in perfect harmony. Our voices rise in rhythmic chant with Alpha's aura merge. Our tourists dancing violet fire, we feel its cosmic surge. I live and move and offer his heart, his rhythm guides my soul. In sweet communion with his spirit, I am now made whole. I want to thank you all for having this time together to share a bit about our beloved Nelson Mandela, Madiba, and I ask that we all remember him about what he stood for, which was integrity, grace, love, and responsibility for the roles that we take on. I'm ever thankful for this wonderful heart-centered community that has embraced me from the very beginning and who I love with all my heart. And I am very grateful to be able to do what I do, to be able to share my prayers, my understanding, and I'm ever grateful. And so with great gratitude, I thank you for this time. And beloved Tucker, thank you for being the host of not only this service, but always being of such great support. So thank you all. Have a blessed day, and I love you.